repeatedly subdivided, eventually a point would be reached whereby that matter could no longer be divided. That point would be an atom. His theory of atomism hypothesized that nothing existed but these different kinds, shapes, and sizes of atoms, and the void in which they moved. Jewish Encyclopedia, page 274. These atoms moved because of their vibrations and velocities, impacting with other atoms, and creating and destroying various forms of matter in the process. Later, the Greek philosopher Plato, circa 427 to 347 BC, theorized that humanity's perception of the world was essentially a shadow of true reality. In Book 7 of the Republic, Plato describes a world in which men are imprisoned by chains attached to their legs and necks, unable to move or see anything but the movement of shadows cast on the wall of the cave before their eyes. In this world of chains, the prisoners only see the reflections cast by the shadows of reality behind them. This concept of only being able to see a shadow of true reality is relevant to the topic of vibrations, in that our senses provide us with a perception of the material world that is essentially a shadow of the truth. We think we perceive reality, when in reality, we perceive the effects of those vibrations we encounter rather than